Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I've got to be honest with you. I'm amazed at in the era that we live in, that it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And what I'm talking about is just this ridiculous need that people have to go on social media and argue points that nobody's making. And what I'm talking about is this whole thing with Juju Smith-Schuster. Nobody's turning it into a federal case. Nobody's turning it into something, you know, more than just more of the same from the Steelers. But you see, you know, it's funny. Bob Smizek used to call a group of media members who, no matter what the Penguins did or no matter what Mario Lemieux did or anything regarding the Penguins, they defended it to the death. Bob Smizek used to call that group the media friends of Mario. And the thing about it is, nowadays, it's not just media guys, because I don't even know who's media and who's not. I mean, anybody now puts together a blog and calls themselves media. So I'm just going to call them the Steelers ass kissers. Media friends of Mario was MFOM. What's Steelers ass kissers? SAK. SAK. That's the group. SAK. The Steelers ass kissers. Doesn't matter what happens. They find a way to excuse and make excuses for and enable and everything else. And the other thing is, they turn everything into an extreme argument. It was a Pro Bowl practice he was late for. I understand it's not that big of a deal, but in the context of this season, it's not insignificant either. It's not. It's just more of the same from this team. That's all. It speaks to a group that doesn't seem to have respect for anybody else or anything else, and has a bunch of guys who are narcissistic and they don't seem to care about anything, structure, any discipline, none of that. They don't want any of that. They want to be considered superstars, but they don't want to do the things that true superstars do. Because to me, having a lot of touchdowns and yards and having a lot of stats, that doesn't make you a superstar. Having a lot of those things within the context of doing things the right way, yeah, that makes you a superstar in my book. Because generally that means you're going to help a team win. And to me, you know, the problem the Steelers have is they don't have enough of those guys that really care about being winners. And I'm sorry, that's the truth. But again, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that big of a deal. I understand it. And nobody's upset. I'm not upset about it or angry about it. I don't think anybody else is either. But it is okay to point these things out, just like the LJ Fort thing last weekend over the weekend during the AFC or in the NFC championship games, when he tweeted something about kickers, throwing some shade at his own kicker. In a grand scheme of things, it's not a big deal. But you know what? Winning teams with winning cultures don't do things like that. I mean, you know, and I hate to continue to go back and compare it, but, you know, look at the way the Patriots handle their business. Do you see this kind of silliness from them all the time? Or do you see a locker room full of guys who understand it, who are professional, who go about their business the right way, you know, and they're led by a coach who doesn't put up with a lot of nonsense? The Patriots are everything the Steelers should be. The Patriots are everything the Steelers claim they want to be. The difference is the Patriots are willing to do the things, the little things, the details, all those things, the little things to be that team. This isn't a great Patriots team by any measure. It's a pedestrian defense. Some no-name guys, you know, they usually have no-name running backs, but, I mean, this group is even more anonymous than usual. I mean, you know, they've got their best receiver retired or whatever he did halfway through the season. Tom Brady is Tom Brady still, but you can see he can't throw the ball down the field like he used to. Gronk can still make some plays, but he's not as dangerous as he used to be. But you know what? They're right now preparing for the Super Bowl. They're getting ready to play in another Super Bowl. The Steelers aren't. But yeah, it cracks me up every single time that one of these Steelers does something stupid. And someone points it out, like, you know, this is more of the same. It, you know, the Steelers defenders come out of the water, you know, the ass kissers, the sack crowd, the Steelers ass kisser crowd, they come out of the woodwork. Oh, yeah, it's no big deal, this and that. You know, why are you making a big deal? Everyone's so upset. It's like, some people with social media, they're tweeting stuff because they need attention. They're not interested in a serious discussion. And that's where we're at right now. Nobody thinks that that Juju Smith-Schuster being half an hour late yesterday for practice, nobody thinks it's a federal crime or that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things. But within the context of the Steelers, it just sort of continues to show the mentality of some of the players they have on that team. And you know what? Those of you out there who are convinced that if you get rid of Antonio Brown, all the problems go away, I'm sorry, they don't. Do a number of the headaches go away? Yeah, obviously. But there's a little deeper problem with this team. And they can either figure it out this offseason, solve it, get to the heart of it, or they're going to go down again as a team that just basically had a lot of talented guys that never won a thing. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger won a couple of Super Bowl rings with a completely different team. The team of the last 7-8 years, right now, they've underachieved. And to me, if you can't make that distinction and understand that these little things add up. I think Vic Fangio, the coach that just got hired by Denver. One of the phrases he used in his introductory press conference was the idea of death by inches. In the grand scheme of things, he said, a guy being a couple of minutes late for a meeting, that's not a big deal. But then what happens? Then two guys want to be late. Then four guys want to be late. Then guys want to be 10 minutes late. And that's how it escalates. Death by inches. I think it's probably the most apt and accurate description of the Steelers in the last 8 years. Or 9 years that I've ever heard. Death by inches. Little things that add up to big things. And that's what, to me, is what all of these things, when we point them out, nobody's upset about it. Nobody's angry about it. I'm not angry that he showed up late for practice. I just think it's something that's really kind of ridiculous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.